Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking why hopping jobs might just hurt your savings.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
So I have this, it's not so secret, but it is definitely a deep, dark love for anything that is dessert related. I'm talking cake, cupcakes, ice cream in particular, but cookies, like anything that is dessert related. And it doesn't even have to taste good. I mean, that's the really shameful part that I'm admitting to you is, you know, I could go to like kids' birthday party where they have, you know, pretty crappy piece of cake, and I still want to eat the cake. Even if after a few bites, the cake is just not that tasty, it's cake, right? I gotta eat it. And okay, while I might
make myself out to sound like a dessertaholic here. I swear I'm not. I just happen to have this sort of insatiable sweet tooth. And a couple of years ago, I actually decided, like, okay, this is it. I'm going to go without sweets for a while. I'm going to see how my body does, see how I feel. You know, I'd heard all these like glamorous stories about how you sleep more and your skin is better. I mean, of course you lose weight and all of those sorts of things, but you know that you can think better because sugar definitely has this crazy effect on the brain. And I don't know all the science and I don't know all the research, but I know that enough people have said that there's got to be something true to that, right? And so I thought, okay, well, I'm going to go to a nutritionist and I'm going to actually have them actually create a plan for me so that I could follow something that's simple. And because I'm a little bit of a competitor myself, I was an athlete as a kid. I really understand, like, if you can show me how something works, and I can attach a goal to it, then, you know, I'm definitely going to want to do it. So when I went to the nutritionist, he's like, okay, so what would you say is kind of your weakness? And I'm like, well, I don't know if I have a weakness per se. I mean, I can usually eat pretty healthy, but probably carbs. I mean, you know, really in my heaven, there are ample supply of bread and French fries. Those are like my two weaknesses other than dessert, but pretty much dessert. And he was like, okay, well, what if I told you this? What if you used the 80-20 rule with eating, right? So 80% of the time you ate really, really well, and 20% of the time, or maybe less if I could do it, you just didn't, you just kind of ate whatever you wanted to. And I'm like, well, all right, I think I could follow that. But, you know, I'm a little bit of a competitor. So I actually like to go, like, how long can I go 100% for? Like, all out, no sugar, eating healthy to really see what that does for my body. And he's like, okay, well, how about, you know, what if we make this agreement? He's like, what if you do 100% all out for 60 days? And then at the end of 60 days, you can have for 3 weeks, 3 weeks only, you can eat whatever the heck you want, right? Whatever, cake, cookies, you know, whatever kind of dessert fascination that I've been dreaming up, you can eat. And I'm like, wow, okay, I think I can totally do that, right? And so I did longer than 60 days. I ended up doing about 6 months because I ended up feeling so good. And then at the end of the 6 months, he was like, okay, you way more than earned, you know, whatever dessert item you might want to have. And at that point I was like, well, I mean, I still crave dessert. I still like dessert, but it really wasn't this big thing that I had to have. And so, you know, I would eat dessert here and there, but for a while, I don't know, I felt like I was kind of cheating on my 100%, which sounds stupid, but because don't get me wrong, it still tasted amazing and fabulous and probably even sweeter than before because I hadn't eaten it in so long, but I had been feeling so good that I almost just didn't want to change that. And I don't know whether you've been through anything like that. I mean, it could be eating. It could be anything in your life. It doesn't have to be eating. I'm just relating it to my dessert story. But I often share that story with people when I'm talking about like saving money and particularly saving for, you know, retirement. You know, I hate to call it retirement. I prefer the word lifestyle because I really think that's what it is, right? It's a lifestyle that we're saving for. We're saving for whatever vision we have in our head. And I often explain to people, like, what if you just use the 80-20 rule with everything, with saving and budgeting and paying off debt and, you know, saving for retirement, right? You don't have to aim for perfection, but, you know, maybe try and aim, you know, 80% of the time. And there's all these other factors that are going to influence it. But, you know, if you kind of have that framework in mind, I think it's easier for you to stay on track. And in fact, what I find is that you often become a little bit like I did with my crazy dessert challenge, which was where I just didn't want dessert. So how I translate that to money is, you know, once you get in the swing of things with budgeting and saving and paying off debt and you find your groove, I think it's easier to stay in that groove. You know, when you go off that, then it's like, whoa, okay, wait a minute. How do I get back here? You know, how do I stop eating that chocolate cake? So, you know, I could go on and on and on. And if you've listened to this podcast for a long time, you're probably closing your ears like, blah, 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 blah. I know all this now. I know the earlier I start saving money, blah, 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 right? But I'm not going to stop repeating it because I think it's really important to hear like lots of different takes on this and how, particularly today, we're talking about how hopping jobs just might hurt your savings. So, you know this, right? The earlier you start saving for your lifestyle piggy bank, your lifestyle fund, it's purely mathematics, right? The more you could conceivably have in retirement in your lifestyle fund. But while that's math, it's not pure science. So, you know, all the skeptics listening out there, yeah, there are so many different things that could factor into this, right? We don't know what the stock market's going to do. We have no clue. I don't know what you're going to invest in. That kind of makes a difference. I don't know how risky you're going to be or not be. I don't know how long you're going to contribute. So all of these factors have an influence over your lifestyle piggy bank, right? They all have a factor over your lifestyle, how big it's going to be, what it's going to grow to, et cetera, et cetera. However, if we just look at pure math, the earlier you start saving and the smaller you start saving, conceivably, the earlier on, it's quite fathomable that you could reach a nice amount of money in your lifestyle piggy bank. What that number is, I don't know. You know, everyone likes to throw out the $1 million number. I don't know. I don't know if you're going to hit $1 million. My hope is that you hit 3 million or 5 million or you far exceed that, because the truth is that $1 million in 30, 40 years is just not going to be that much money, right? Because of inflation and, you know, all sorts of stuff. But okay, bearing all this in mind.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding? Or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical. If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this, they release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, EarnIt provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. EarnIt is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the EarnIt app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use EarnIt in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Let's break this down how hopping jobs actually does potentially hurt your savings. So let's say you go work for a company, right? And you have access to a 401k. So we all know that, right? We all know a 401k is our kind of retirement savings piggy bank for a lifestyle fund. But there are several things that I want you to consider. One, you know, a company might actually make you wait, believe it or not, 3 months or even a year, which to millennial could feel like, you know, years, right? Before you can contribute to your 401k. And that might not, like, you might be thinking, well, I don't care. I need all this cash in my paycheck. But if you're hopping jobs, you could actually lose out on contributing for a long period of time, right? Let's say if you go to 5 consecutive companies over, you know, a 5-year span, and before you reach the year mark where you could start contributing to 401k, you go and hop to a new job. Well, there you've had like a long span of time where hopefully your income has been increasing if you're hopping these jobs, but you haven't actually been able to put anything back. And so while 5 years or 10 years might not seem like that big of a deal, you know, if we look at the pure math of saving for our lifestyle piggy bank, it actually does end up being a pretty big deal. Or really what it really translates is to, okay, when you get to, let's say you get to the 6th year and then you've got, you know, a job where you can get in the 401k, maybe you've got to save a lot more than if you had been putting money away for that 5 previous years. Again, nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody knows what's going to happen to the stock market. Nobody has any clue about what your income is going to be over the lifetime that you're working. I mean, there are so many X factors that, you know, we can't even speculate. But what we can talk about, the generalities that we can talk about, are enough, I think, to really kind of drive home the point of, even if you're following kind of an 80-20 rule here with your savings, with your lifestyle piggy bank, you know, you're putting yourself on the right path. So how can you counteract this? If you work for a company where it's seemingly like you can never get in the 401k because you're always hopping around, well, you can start your own IRA. As long as you have earned income in 2017, you can contribute up to $5,500 and start saving. You can start somewhere. You know, it's not as much as you can put in a 401k, but who cares, right? You start somewhere. That's the whole point. And there's so many apps out there. I'm going to link these in the show notes. You know, there's Acorns, which is a really innovative concept, I think, for saving money, investing money. If you haven't checked out Acorns, head on over to the link in the show notes. Just check them out. They're doing some really creative things. Hopefully we're going to have a podcast with them soon, because there's some stuff I want to talk to them about. And Goldbean, we've had Jane on from Goldbean and on many podcasts kind of talking about how that works. So these are great apps to help you get started with even just a small amount investing. There's robo advisors, and robo is just a fancy word for online advisor. You know, some popular ones are Betterment, Wealthfront, Personal Capital, you know, or you could go to the big guys, Fidelity, Vanguard. You know, there's lots of places where you can start your own lifestyle savings, your own retirement savings in an IRA or a Roth or some sort of vehicle that is pushing you in the positive direction. You know, if you're paying off debt and you're paying off debt and you're paying off debt, which is great, but you know, you don't actually have anything growing forward for you. So it's kind of a really nice approach if you can be paying off debt and be saving money, right? Because then you're kind of going in both directions. See how that works? So there's a couple things you need to figure out, right? How risky do you want to be? I'll put a link to a little risk tolerance quiz that you can take. How much money do you want to contribute? I don't know. What do your numbers tell you, right? That's what you got to figure out. What do you want to invest in? That's where some of these apps and robo-advisors can help you, although you can certainly do your own research. I mean, all you have to do is Google investing, you know, best funds to invest in. I mean, you could get a million trillion different results of things that you can read. does not, I understand, and necessarily mean you understand it, but, you know, you got to start somewhere. You got to start learning somewhere. And, you know, sometimes you might pick something that's not so good. That's okay. It's not the end of the world, right? The point is, if we're hopping around jobs and we don't ever have a chance to actually get in our 401k, you know, we could be missing out on potentially a lot of years where we can get kind of that compound, that snowball growth on our money. And that's really what we want. We want our money growing on top of our money, growing on top of our money. And again, it's not to say that we're not going to have any decline in there. You know, there's so many different X factors. I mean, man, if I had a crystal ball and I could tell you exactly what's going to happen, like first I would go, you know, rearrange my own investment portfolio, but then I would happily share it with you. So, you know, if you're listening to all these investment advisors, whether it's on the news or you're reading articles, you know, nobody really knows. We can speculate what might happen, but we don't know. And there's all sorts of crazy, you know, irrational behavior that goes on with investors. There's so much computerized investing now that, you know, computers can make errors. There's lots of different things that can happen. So you don't need to think about that necessarily. The important thing is to understand the concept of like, if I can never get in the game, right? We'll just like relate this to, you know, like basketball terms. Sorry, ladies, I love to talk sports. So hopefully that's okay with you. So, you know, you play in a basketball team and you may not be that good. You may be on the sidelines for the whole entire game and the team wins, you know, yeah, I guess in basketball, if you win the NBA championship, you still get a championship ring, but you haven't actually gotten any points. You haven't gotten any stats. You know, it's the same sort of thing when we're talking about investing and saving money and all sorts of things like that. If we're sitting on the bench the whole time, if we're sitting on the bench, you know, during some of our key earning years, you know, we might not get the stats that we want for our lifestyle piggy bank. Make sense?
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Okay, another thing, if we're hopping around jobs, is we may actually be missing out on the matching. Remember, we talked about the matching, like how, I mean, that is like, like the golden bucket, you know, that's under the rainbow. That is the free money, essentially, that comes our way when we work for a company where they say, okay, you put in X amount, and we're going to match that up to X percentage. It's free money. Now, the thing about matching that you got to understand is a little word called vesting. And that's just a fancy word for how long do I got to stay at the company before the money that the company put in for me is mine. It could be 4 years, it could be 2 years, it could be 6 years. You just want to find out what that is. So let's pretend that, I'm just making this up. Let's pretend you have a 4 year vesting schedule. So after year one, you would be 25% vested in your 401k. But if you leave somewhere in the first year, you don't get to walk away with any of the money that they've matched with you, right? And so you could be potentially leaving a lot of cash on the table just by hopping around jobs. And this is what makes, you know, figuring out if the hop around is worth it. Because, I mean, honestly, switching jobs, it's part of the game for millennials, right? It's sometimes how you're going to stay relevant in your career, especially if you're in, you know, a tech sector or a startup company or something like that. Or, I mean, there are so many layoffs happening right and left. It may just be a force of nature, you know, where you have to hop around. But I don't want you to let that stop you from putting cash away and for really thinking about down the line. And, you know, I often hear like, oh my gosh, like that's so far away from me. And it is. It's super, super far away from you. And I get it. I remember when I was like right out of college and I was like, retirement? What are you even talking about? I haven't even started my career. But I think if you can attach it to what you want your life to look like, that's different. So for me, I'd love the chance to hop around Europe for like a year, you know, go to different countries. We've even talked about maybe buying something overseas and having something here where we live half-time overseas, half-time in the US. And that's just going to take cash. And so I literally visualize like what our house would look like, or, you know, how we would feel, you know, hopping around Europe and seeing different things. And so it makes it easier for me to save money because I can attach it to that like visualization. I can actually see it and it becomes really real, right? And then one last thing that you should have in your mind when you're thinking about hopping around jobs is, you know, sometimes you may get to start a 401k at a company, but you might have a small balance when you go to switch jobs. And I always talk about, you know, trying your best to stay away from the temptation of cashing out that small balance. So while it might only be like, I'm just picking a number, $5,000, right? If you cash out that number, then you've got taxes and a penalty, 10% penalty on that money if you're under 59 and a half. And there's, that can just be no fun, right? So a lot of times what happens is you cash out, you go blow the money, and then come tax time, you actually have to pay the penalty and the tax on that money, and you don't have the money. And then it's just whatever you did or bought with that $5,000 just does not sound like fun, right? So it's just something for you to think about. You know, you could do a direct rollover from your 401k. Sometimes if you have under $5,000 and you leave it in the 401k, they'll automatically roll you to an IRA. You got to talk to the HR department and kind of find out, you know, the philosophy on that. But the point is that, you know, hopping around jobs is a reality. We're not going to escape that. And again, it's a lot of times how we stay relevant, how we stay really fresh in our career. But we also just want to make sure that we're moving ourselves forward and that we're not waiting because we're like, okay, well, next job. Okay, well, next job. Okay, well, next job, you know? And before you know it, you're like 20 years down the line of next jobs and there's nothing in your lifestyle piggy bank. And it's not that you can't make up for it. And it's not that, you know, you won't have future opportunities, but I'm just going to tell you from working with so many different people, the earlier they start, the better off things seem to be. There's a little bit more ease that comes along with their choices down the line. And that's all I want from you. You know, whatever lifestyle, whatever vision you have in your head, I just really want you to be able to achieve it. So think about these things when you're hopping around jobs. Think about, you know, are there any ways that I could start putting some cash away from me while I'm paying off, you know, whatever debt you're facing? Because I know debt's a big, hairy, scary monster and we don't like it. And we feel like it's kind of the boogeyman that lives in the closet. And for a lot of times it can be, right? But I think a balance between getting rid of that debt, but also saving for you and seeing something grow and seeing something positive, that's what's going to keep you committed, right? I mean, that's what kept me committed with my crazy dessert challenge was I actually started to feel better. I started to think better. Now I'm going to be honest with you. I still love dessert. I still have dessert. But I just try not to like totally indulge. Or if I do indulge, I'm like, okay, I'll just cut back for a little bit. Right. But again, it's all about that 80-20. It's all about, doing the best you can, but also like giving yourself some space to go, yeah, all right, I'm going to have a giant piece of cake tonight and I don't care. Right. All right. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game, Instagram at millennial_money. And hey, if you enjoy the podcast, if you got something out of it, please go to the show notes, click on through over to iTunes and drop us a 5-star review. It would mean the world to me.